The Ziglar Show, timeless inspiration from Zig Ziglar that's influenced over 250 million people worldwide, inspiring true performance in your work and life today.
You're what you are and where you are because of what's going into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Have you ever noticed that people who are the problem never recognize that they are? They're in complete denial. They think denial is just a river in Egypt. You're not going to change anybody else. Did you change you? Everything really does begin with you.
If you are irreplaceable in the job you have, you're unpromotable where you are. Here's the philosophy I've built my life on, my career on. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. That's true in your personal life. It's true in your family life. It's true in your corporate life.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Welcome to episode one of the Revived Ziglar Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Meller, and in just a moment, I'm going to bring you a special guest who will be the frequent co-host of this new show, Tom Ziglar, CEO of Ziglar Inc. and the self-professed proud son of Zig Ziglar, and he is also the best maker of grilled salsa on the planet. We'll learn more about that later. But today, we're simply here to give you a brief overview and kickoff of what you can expect every single week from here on out. Zig Ziglar, one of the world's foremost personalities in the inspiration and motivational world. I mean, he's a legend, an icon, one of the most quoted people ever in regards to personal development and personal success. Zig passed away in 2012, and Ziglar Incorporated, which is based outside of Dallas, Texas, is flourishing and growing more than ever today. Why? Zig was fond of saying, encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs. And people loved him because he truly believed each and every individual on planet Earth could improve themselves for the better, make their lives and the lives of others significantly better. Today's culture, the world we live in today, is in short supply of both encouragement and anyone calling us to something greater. So the Ziglar Facebook fan page, which you can find at facebook.com/Zig Ziglar, primarily posts Zig's quotes along with an inspiring picture to make a dramatically inspirational poster. As of right now here today, October 31st, 2014, there are about 2,400,000 likes, and it's growing at about 100,000 new likes per month. The Ziglar podcast, which we are recording right now, has had 21 million downloads. However, and this is really interesting, there has not been a new podcast posted since May of 2013. It's almost a year and a half ago. In May of 2013, going back there, that month, there were 348,809 downloads of the Ziglar podcast, which puts it at the top of all business podcasts in iTunes, period. On this day, October 2014, the last day of the month, there have been 171,000 downloads of the Ziglar podcast, and it's generally still ranked in the top 20 to 50 business podcasts in iTunes. And that's, again, unprecedented when you have a podcast that has not been kept up to date. So we are here today to start off doing three things. One, bring the Ziglar message of hope, encouragement, and inspiration to 250 million more people who need it like they need water. Take Zig's timeless messages and apply them to the lives and marketplace issues that we face today and make it the number one podcast in its category, which you can help by letting a friend know. Now, there's another exciting thing happening right now. This podcast is being aired on live streaming video on the Ziglar Facebook fan page. That's right. Right now on Facebook, when we are recording these podcasts every week, we're going to be here just like we are right here, right now in real time in a live studio on video. And you can join us and chat with us at Ziglar.com/live. Okay, Ziglar.com/live. It'll take you right to the Facebook page, the place where you know how to interact on Facebook. You can tag people, you can send this around, you can share this, and you can talk with us live as we are recording this podcast. Again, Ziglar.com/live. And to make sure you know when we're live and in person and available to talk with you, simply go now, right now, to Ziglar.com/live. Scroll down just a tad and click the big green button that says Get New Show Alerts. All right? That's it. Click that. You'll do two clicks and you can know of every new show that we're doing. And we're going to be doing a lot of different things, the weekly podcast, but also other webcasts, other things to bring you the equipping and empowering from Ziglar.com. All right. This also works on any mobile device or tablet. You can watch it on your phone as you're about your daily business. It's an incredible app that we're utilizing here. So on most shows, I'll be coming to you live with a guest or two, from big names known worldwide to names you haven't heard, who are living out the Ziglar principles in significant ways. All right. Now, next week, I'll tell you more about who I am to be hosting this life-changing show. But for now, I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the brand ambassador and marketing strategist for Ziglar. We call it BAMS for short, because I think that sounds really cool. But right now, I want to present to you Tom Ziglar. All right, Tom is coming to us live from the Ziglar headquarters. Now, I'm up high in the Rocky Mountains in my home area, and he's coming to us there, and we are together through the beauty of streaming video. But Tom is the face, the voice, and the heart of Ziglar Performance today. Tom is a best-selling author. He's a sought-after keynote speaker. He's a beloved leader. And frankly, he's one of the most caring people I have ever known. So today, on this initial launch, relaunch of the Ziglar podcast and the first Ziglar show on Facebook here, I wanted Tom just to offer a little bit, just to have a discussion on why the Ziglar message is growing so much today. So, Tom, brother, thanks for being here. Talk to us.
Hey, Kevin. Wow, this is really cool. Right here from Plano, Texas, we call it the intergalactic center of the universe, meaning from right here, you can go anywhere in the world. And what I tell people, the best part about being from the Dallas area is that when you travel anywhere in the world, the scenery is actually better.
That's a statement.
It's cool to be here. Our company, Ziglar, founded by Dad over 40 years ago, started his career in speaking and writing and really impacting people. And the legacy is living on. We are adding, you mentioned it earlier, but we're adding over 100,000 likes a month to our Facebook page. And the reason for that is really simple, and that is that people need hope and encouragement now more than ever. I mean, it's a time of uncertainty. We read the papers and we look at the internet and we see the news, and you know, all of our friends are talking about what's going on, and it's just uncertain. But what is certain is that there are certain truths that we can live by, and we know that one of those is that people will not take action until they believe that they have hope. And so that is just something that we've got a flag in the ground where we like to bring hope to people, encouragement to people, and then we got to back that up with real skills. You know, it's got to be more than just, hey, go get them, tiger. It's got to be, here's how you do it. And when you follow these steps, these are the results that you could get. So our company, carrying on the Ziglar legacy and tradition, is really, really positioned to make an impact in the world. And this technology is just part of that. It's so cool. This is the first one of these we've done.
It is. And I am, you know, I'm excited about this. And I Facebook, again, it's phenomenal. Literally, it's a phenomenon at the brand proliferation of Ziglar, of these messages. And that is why, I mean, you know, I've been so excited for so long to do this, to take advantage of people's fandom here on Facebook and their desire to let other people know, to be inspired by these messages, but then to let other people know, and now to join them here. And so again, what we're doing right here is you're sitting there, Tom, I'm on the chat area, the comments right below the video, talking to people. And this is where we are going to engage every week and let them ask questions. And I would even say that right now. I mean, for those of you who are out there listening to this right now, if you've got a question about Ziglar, about Tom, about Zig, if you want to share something that we can add in here. Now, for the most part, I think the intent here is we'll keep these shows to about 30 minutes or so. And yeah, right now, Tom, I could talk and launch off on so many things I'm so excited to talk about. And on one hand, I would say I want to talk about Ziglar. But what people want to know is what is about them. That's the point here, is to take these messages. How can these apply to your life, to your personal success, which is what you are doing day in, day out, Tom?
Yep. You know, I just got back from Georgia where we did an event. And on Monday, I leave out and I go to Ohio and Kentucky for more events. And what we're doing is we're really teaching and giving information, life-changing material to business owners, to entrepreneurs, to sales professionals, to all walks of life. People who, you know, they've wanted to do better, they wanted to have more, but for whatever reason, they feel like there's a little bit of a challenge. And we try to make it simple. Our message is so, I call it pure and simple. And it's all about your attitude, your effort, and your skills. And when you combine those two together in the right formula, then performance goes up. And unless you do it with integrity, it's not really going to have the impact that you want it to have. In fact, when you do it without integrity, there is no sustainability in that.
That is, I got to give a quick story. I grew up going to motivational seminars, just to give them a label there. I mean, you name them, I was there. I was at the stadiums with 30,000 people. And I got to be privy to a lot of the speakers there. My dad did a lot of work with those folks, and I had times of helping people sell product, and it was really neat thing as a kid. But I also, in doing that, got to see behind the scenes stuff. There were some people who were disappointing to see. On stage, they're amazing. In real life, they were a disappointment. Zig always stuck out, and I still have my faux leather blue goals planner from somewhere in the mid-1980s. And signed by Zig. It was incredible. And then getting to know Ziglar Incorporated, you, Tom, and right now I'm seeing in the chat box, and we've got your sister Cindy in attendance, and the family that you guys are, talk about integrity, has blown me away. That is why I am sitting here today. I want to ask you something about what you mentioned a minute ago, though, that we are in a culture right now that's incredibly, incredibly solutions-oriented. We want a solution. You know, we can discount that and say that's a microwave culture, but it's true, and I'm the same way. We want solutions. There's so much information, so many resources available. We want a solution that fits us, which Ziglar provides. However, what you have shown me, you and Ziglar overall, time and time again, is for the most part, those resources, those solutions don't generally end up helping people if, as you just said a minute ago, the inspiration and motivation isn't there foundationally to help them walk it out. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I heard Dad say it many, many times that you can take all the right skills and put them on the wrong person and it won't make any difference, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. What you'll have is somebody who technically knows how to do it, but foundationally they're flawed. So they're going to mess up the relationship. They're not going to have the discipline to get to work on time. You know, they're going to be deceitful in some part of the process. And so we look at it from that core element that you've got to be the right kind of person of integrity, character, and honesty. One of our good friends is Seth Godin. In fact, I was chatting back and forth with him this morning. And one of the things that he talks about is the scalability of trust. He says that in today's age, we don't live in the computer age or the technology age. We live in the connection age. And the number one connection economy is trust, right? I mean, we've all been there. We're about to jump in and do something. But before we do, because we don't trust Google anymore, we don't trust the big market media advertisers anymore, but we do trust our friends. So before we make a big financial decision, we call somebody we trust and we say, hey, what was your experience? Isn't that interesting? Well, I say this. I say that trust is the byproduct of integrity. And so even though there's these simple formulas of the microwave society, do this, you'll get that. If you don't have trust in that process and you don't have integrity, which spins off the trust, it's not sustainable. It goes back to what Dad said. You put all the skills in the wrong person. What's the point? So what Ziegler, what we try to do is we try to combine that information and that knowledge, that motivation, that inspiration, that discipline, that character, that foundation with the skills. Because there's nothing worse on the other side of the coin than a motivated idiot, right? Both of us go. So you're right, you got to have the right attitude, you got to have the right character, you got to have the right skills and the right work ethic. It all goes together.
There would be a new poster for the Facebook page. I don't know if that one would fly, but I like it.
Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
That's excellent. Man, okay, so something, I mean, that is, again, that's why I'm here. That's the essence of Ziglar. That's the unique positioning that Ziglar has in the marketplace right there. And another thing, Tom, and I see this, I have seen this over the past 60 days that I have been really gotten ingrained with Ziglar, with the team, is the desire to walk with people personally, to really, to not just be a talking head, to be another information provider, but to actually meet people where they are and communicate with them, engage with them. So I say that to say, again, this is why we are doing what we are doing right here, not just recording a podcast in a studio that we put on there, but we're doing it live. Right now, we've got a bunch of people. I have no idea because we don't have the tech to tell us how many people, but they keep coming on. I see the comments that keep coming in at Ziglar.com/live. That's where we're going to be airing our weekly podcast and other shows, webcasts, and places where we want to give out information and engage with people. So again, I just really motivate people to hit the green button, the get new show alert, so that we can let you know when we are doing these. Some of these shows are going to be impromptu, and we are here to engage. So right now, I'm going to call out a couple people. Mike Rodriguez, and Tom, you got to chat the comment box up as well if you want to call out anybody. But Mike Rodriguez posted a comment in there. He is a key trainer and speaker at Ziglar.com. Mike, brother, welcome. Jonathan Milligan, Blogging Your Passion, is bloggingyourpassion.com. Incredible membership community for those people who want to pursue blogging in their businesses. Specifically, Jonathan is a longtime friend of mine, incredible guy, and he's in here talking with us. It's like talk radio on steroids right here, because it's another step in that. Gary Barkalow, the founder of TheNobleHeart.com, one of my dearest friends, incredible guy for people who are pursuing their calling and want to get more insight on that. He's there. But okay, I got to admit, I had the idea of doing this because my dad, Tom, your friend as well, my dad, Dan Miller of 48days.com, is in here talking with us. And this would be a great platform for you too. Matter of fact, Dad, we need to get you on here as a show here quickly. Pretty much everybody I've mentioned thus far, we need to get on here. What do you think, Tom? Would you allow Dan Miller himself to come on and do a show?
I tell you what, Kevin, this is kind of cool because I was actually listening to your Dan's podcast this week when I was traveling on the road, driving from Valdosta, Georgia to Jacksonville, Florida. And a thought occurred to me, and I've had this thought a number of times, and that is that, of course, Dad impacted so many people. He impacted Dave Ramsey, Seth Godin, your dad, and just countless others. And as a son in that legacy stream, it is so cool to gain insight and wisdom from people who Dad impacted, and they use that insight in their own area of expertise.
Yeah.
So every time I listen to somebody like your dad and they quote my dad, it's like that legacy connection. So at Ziglar, we are 100% committed to extending that family legacy. In fact, I also want to tell everybody, I'm different than my dad. You know that. I don't run around on stage. I don't have the amazing voice that Dad has. And last year, I was trying to figure out personally what's going to be my calling, my mission statement. And I just thought I'd share my own personal mission statement. So my mission statement, everything that drives me, is this. My mission is to help you become significant by equipping you to help others become significant. And so I love it when people tune in and they learn something that benefits them personally. But what really gets me excited is when you tune in, you learn something, and then you teach someone else, and then that someone else benefits. And isn't that what legacy is about? You know, it's not a lake, it's a river. You know, it's that continuity, it's that impact that goes through the generations. I was reading somewhere else that, you know, inheritance, that's the money you receive. Legacy is the learning, the wisdom that you receive that you're able to pass on. It's the difference between teaching somebody how to fish or giving them a fish,
yeah.
Right? Legacy is that teaching of giving somebody that lesson on how to fish. It's not just giving them something that they can live off of for as long as it lasts. It's something they can actually grow and nurture like a garden. So when we talk about growing through and developing this podcast, the millions and millions of downloads we've already had, it's been centered around Dad's classic material. And as we go forward on this podcast, we're always going to highlight a 5 to 15 minute clip of Dad's material. It might be shorter, might be longer. And then we're going to bring it into 2015, 2014. We're going to make it relevant for today. And then we're going to answer questions as time allows on this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for pulling that out. Yeah, that is going to be a primary piece of these shows, where we take one of Zig's timeless messages and bring it into today's world. How do we live this out today? Because the principles don't change, but the vehicles and the methodologies of walking them out and the things that we deal with in our culture often do and continue to rapidly evolve. And we want to help people take these messages and apply them to their lives today. Now, it has been said by other people, not by you guys, that Zig's message has reached over 250 million people. And I think you said this. You said something to the effect of inheritance. So many of us have an inheritance from Ziglar. We have been influenced and we have that. And it made me think about that, because as my dad, Dan Miller, is in the chat room, he says here, Kevin, how cool. You're now talking about the guy who gave you attitude adjustments when you were just a little boy. Quit your stinking thinking, and you got to check up from the neck up. I lived that out. I lived that out in my childhood. That was an inheritance given to my dad that he passed down to me. And to sit here today, first off, is a dramatic honor. And to call you friend and to be part of the Ziglar family is, but the biggest honor is being able to give that inheritance out. And I think that is, as you said, we all desire to do that. We want to be successful. We want to be the best that we can be. But as Gary Barkalow, who's with us in there today, talking about calling and purpose, we generally find that, I say generally, probably always, we find that by serving other people, by having meaning in other people's lives. And as you talked about that, that's your mission statement right here. And that's what leads Ziglar. That's what I'm excited to do. Not sit here and talk about what's happening in Ziglar, but what the message is, how it can be applied and help people in their endeavors for success. All right. So Tom, here we are doing this show. You see the comments coming in here. And that is where, again, folks, I want to drive you to Ziglar.com/live, where we're going to be doing multiple a podcast every week, but a lot of other shows and offerings as well. And this is where we want to talk to you down here in the chat box. And as we're doing that, if you think about somebody who could benefit from this, you can tag them. It's Facebook. Your friends are all connected to this. And this is where we can have, again, a discussion, not us talking to you, but us all talking together. And I want the hard questions, Tom. I know you do. You appreciate those when people say, yeah, that sounds good, but how does that really work? I can't get that to work. I don't understand that. That's what we want to do. And I see that specifically in your heart. You love to meet people in those hard questions.
Right. In fact, one of the questions right in there that's come in from Jonathan Milligan is that, you know, what is the spirit today of entrepreneurs? So when I was in Valdosta this week, speaking to about 90 of them, I have to tell you that the spirit of the group is totally dependent upon their outlook, their hope in the future. And what Dad would say often is he would say, you know, your past is important, but compared to how you view the future, it's not that important. So your view of the future really determines your outlook today. Unfortunately, some people come to these programs, these meetings, and they feel like they're a victim of circumstance. They feel like there's little they can do, whether it's the government or the local economy or something like that. And then there's other people who don't care, right? They're going to make it happen anyway. And I tell a story of the bear in the woods. And that bear in the woods idea is this, that, you know, these two hikers, and you're up in the mountains, right? So these two hikers are going through the mountains, and they go through a stream. Their feet get wet, and they go, and they dry off their shoes, and they build a fire, and they're just kind of taking it easy by the fire while their shoes are drying out. And all of a sudden, a grizzly comes into camp. And the first hiker goes, man, we got to run. We're going to get eaten by the grizzly. And the second hiker immediately starts putting on his hiking boots. And the first hiker goes, what are you doing? We got to run. We're about to be eaten. And the second hiker says, hey, man, I don't have to outrun the grizzly. I just got to outrun you.
Nice. Yeah.
And I have to tell you that is the way we need to look at the business opportunities that are out there. You see, if we're plugged in, putting the right information into our mind, and applying it on a daily basis, we don't have to outrun the economy. We just got to outrun 70% of the population that are just zombies out there just going through life, not really making it happen. It's not as hard as we think it is. We overthink it. But if you maintain that right attitude and put the skills in place to make it happen and exercise and work on a plan, then we can be successful.
Well, there you go. That's the essence of what we are going to be bringing to you guys here every single week. Now, for those who are going to be listening to this later on the Ziglar podcast, you'll hear some production on the front end and the back end. But again, what we're going to be doing is airing this every week and taking this piece of it, which is live, which is candid, which is moderately scripted, but we obviously just take off wherever we feel led. And I just want to bring that again to the point is to meet those of you who are listening as much as you will join us here on Facebook so that we can talk. That is going to be a primary point, as you said, Tom, of bringing a clip, literally a clip of Zig himself, those timeless, those amazing clips, and bring those to people to hear again if you haven't heard in a while. And for a lot of people, I mean, we know when you've got 100,000 new likes per month coming on to Facebook right now with the Facebook demographics, those are a lot of people who do not know Zig. They were not exposed to Zig Ziglar himself. Somehow, though, they have been given the gift of the Ziglar message, and they are here, and that's where we want to help them apply this to their lives and engage with us now. So in that line of engagement, Tom, and I didn't want to, and we're going to try to keep promotions at somewhat of a limited amount here. I mean, it is a business, and we're happy to make money. But that is not going to be the key point of pounding every show with such things. But just as far as that, for those who are even listening right now in our first launch here of this Facebook show and our revivement of the podcast, as far as people engaging, you want to let them know just about what's the next event coming up with Ziglar. Or if even people are hearing this and go, yeah, you know, I've always heard about Ziglar. I know a lot of things, but I've never really engaged. From a product standpoint, what would be the one that you would recommend to say, here's the best that you can grasp onto as a first rung experience of Ziglar?
All right. Well, the place where I would start is pretty simple. I would start right away with our program called How to Stay Motivated. How to Stay Motivated is a TV series. You can get it at Ziglar.com. It's Dad's soup to nuts program on attitude, motivation, personal development, goal setting. I mean, it's everything that he is famous for. So if you're just looking for a place to start, that CD program, if you're looking for a book, I love the book, Born to Win. But you know what? This is the first podcast that we have next week. We're going to have a celebration week. November 6th is actually Dad's birthday. It will be his 88th birthday coming up. And we're going to celebrate by giving everybody a download of the book, Born to Win. So an e-download of that book. So that's the book I would recommend. And it's kind of weird I'm telling you to wait, but you can go ahead and pay for it if you want. But I would prefer that you just make sure you go to Ziglar.com, join our newsletter, so you'll be informed on how to get that download. And then for those of you out there who know a little bit more about Ziglar's impact of your life and you would like to carry on the Ziglar message, you would like to be equipped to train and speak and actually teach some of the legendary courses that Dad created, we have this thing called Ziglar Legacy Certification. And it is a 5-day course where we actually take you through it. And Kevin, I didn't see the email. Are you going to come to that?
Well, brother, I just talked with my dear wife this morning, and I think I may need to be there.
All right. So we're doing that program. That's going to be coming up November 10th through the 14th. And we also have it several times next year. If that's something you're interested in, all you need to do is reach out on Facebook and we'll contact you back on that right here on this page. Those are the main things that we have going on right now that if you're here for the first time or if you're a longtime fan, those are the things that I would check out.
Okay. Well, hey, just on a, again, this was our beta test launch here of this, and I'm hearing some folks say that they're hearing a little feedback and there may be a little delay on the audio. So that's what we want to do is work out the kinks here. But this is our kickoff. It looks like 28 minutes in right now. This is our kickoff relaunch of the podcast, the Ziglar podcast, which has not had a new post since May of 2013. This is going to be the first new post since this, since then. And then we'll be doing this week in and week out. Again, airing everything that we do in that regards on Facebook to be with you live. So again, Ziglar.com/live. Click the green button under the video that says get new show alerts, and you'll know of the planned scheduled events that we're doing on here, but also the impromptu ones when we hop on. And when you tell me that, yeah, you've been sitting there talking with Seth Godin, I think we need to check one of those times in your email back and forth and say, hey, Seth, jump on here. Let's talk. How fun would that be to throw out to everybody and say, here's an impromptu last minute talk with Seth on a discussion point, how Zig has impacted his life. And he is one of the biggest Zig fans. And I know you've got some things in the works with Seth Godin himself in regards to Ziglar. So it'll be fun to talk about. Well, hey, everybody, thanks so much for showing up here. Tom, I don't know if there's any last word that you want to say, and we will call this a wrap and be back next week for, and in some sense, it's the official first big show on Facebook and the Ziglar podcast relaunch.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Yep. We are excited. This is cool technology. And next week I'm going to be sharing with some of kind of the inside philosophy, story, some of those anchor memories that I have about Dad and what he was known for, what set him apart. One of the things I'm going to share about is I actually did a study on character qualities from God's perspective. In other words, what quality would God want us to have? And the one that I landed on was the one that I saw the most in Dad's life. And I'm going to be talking about that amongst other things. So look forward to seeing you. Tell all your friends. Thanks for the feedback, Kevin. I already wrote in the chat that I'm going to be investing in some nice headphones like yours, so I don't have to sit back as well. And we're going to be rocking and rolling, and this is going to be a content-packed fun time centered on what your needs are.
All right. Well, hang with me, Tom, and those of you who are with us live, hang with us. I am going to stop the podcast recording right now, but we'll hang on and talk just a minute with those of you who are with us live. And actually, I'd love to get some more feedback on how the show came through. So for the podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. Eager to be back with you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ziglar Show. Sign up for new show alerts at ZiglarShow.com. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.